Welcome to the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting. If you want effective and actionable tips to simplify the overwhelm of launching and managing your podcast, then this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Verity Songon, podcast manager, launch strategist, and host of a Top 100 podcast. I'm really excited to have you here. So without further ado, let's dive into the episode. Welcome to the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting. If you want effective and actionable tips to simplify the overwhelm of launching and managing your podcast, then this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Verity Songon, podcast manager, launch strategist, and host of a Top 100 podcast. I'm really excited to have you here, so without further ado, let's dive into the episode. We are back for another episode of the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting, and this one's a little bit different because I'm actually doing it in two parts. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, Verity, why don't you just do it in one part? But it's because, as I've always said, the whole idea of this particular podcast is they are short, snappy episodes. So to be able to go into what we're going to be talking about, I'm going to need to do it over two parts. So do stick around for parts one and part two. But for these two episodes, what we're going to be doing is talking about how to grow your podcast audience. And I'm going to go through five tips over the course of these two episodes. And they're probably things that you haven't really thought about because they're not the stereotypical things about sending to your email list. What you can do as well, I would love you to go along to veritysongon.com/5-day-email-challenge. Because it will link you through to the 5-day email challenge as to how to grow your podcast audience in 5 easy steps. I go into a lot more depth of the tips that I'm going to give you over these two episodes. I also give you actionable tasks for each day, either one or two actionable tasks. I think there's even 3 on some days. But the whole point of the email challenge is that over the 5 days, you are given different tasks every single day to help you grow your audience. And you should see within a couple of weeks of implementing these actionable tips that your podcast audience does start to grow. But what's really important about that challenge, as with any email challenge, you don't just do these things once and then forget about it, is that you do continue to implement those different techniques. So without further ado, the first thing that you need to do if you want to grow your podcast audience is really consider who is your podcast audience. And I know that that might sound very simple and back to basics, but it's amazing how many people I talk to and I say, well, who is your podcast audience? And they go, well, anyone interested in this? It's like, well, no, it's not anyone interested in that topic. It is a specific group of people. It might be a very big specific group, but it might also be a very small specific group of people. So you really need to get back to basics and think, who is my audience? Who are the people that I am trying to attract to listen to my podcast in the first place? Where are they hanging out? When are they listening to podcasts? Why are they listening to podcasts? Why is it me that they want to listen to? What kind of information do they want? What kind of information are they interacting with that I can get myself in front of that then brings them to my podcast? So you really need to be thinking, tip one, think about who your podcast audience is. The next thing that you are going to do, tip number two, is create compelling content for that audience. Now, that might sound a little bit like, well, duh, isn't that obvious? But again, it's amazing how many people think they know what their audience want as opposed to going away and researching what their audience want. So for example, how I get my content for both the Confident CEO podcast and also this podcast, the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting, is I literally search through Facebook groups and Instagram threads and all the rest of it, and I look at what are the questions that are coming up, what are those common complaints or concerns or those issues that people are continually having, and then I use that as leverage to create content for both of the podcasts. So you need to be making sure that you are creating content that your audience wants to consume and that is based on some kind of research as opposed to just, I think this is what they want to consume. On saying that, there are lots and lots of podcasts out there about where people just kind of think, well, this is what I want to create content about. So if I create the content, if someone's interested, they will listen to it. And that's absolutely fine. There's no problem with that approach at all. But if you're listening to this, but what I would encourage you to do is go back actually and listen to the podcast episode we did all about defining podcast success, because then that will help you as well to decide what kind of content you need and want to create for your audience. Okay, so tip number three is all about SEO and optimizing your podcast for SEO. Now, SEO, if you've never heard of it before, is search engine optimization. It's essentially how do platforms such as Google, Bing, YouTube, or any other search engine, how do they find your content? How do they list your content? How do they rank your content? And how do they basically put that content in front of people when you go to Google and type in a question, when you go to Google and type in, you know, whatever it is that you're researching for? It's the SEO, the search engine optimization, that pulls out the different pieces of content that you will see on that first page, on the second page, on the third page. And how do people rank for SEO? Well, it's all about keywords. It's all about making sure that your metadata, so the information that sits kind of behind your content, that is using keywords as well. Your titles are optimized for the keywords that people are searching for. In your show notes, for example, there are keywords that people are searching for. So to be found in different directories on Google, on whichever search platform that somebody is using to find your content, make sure that your content is SEO optimized. And if you want to dive in more with SEO, I highly recommend that you do jump on the 5-day challenge, because in there, I go really, really deep about SEO and how you can use SEO to really get your podcast found by different people and by a new audience. But essentially, SEO is really, really fundamentally important. But what I will say about SEO is it is a long game. You can't just put in place different SEO techniques and expect your podcast to suddenly be found by millions of people overnight. That's not how it works. And just to be realistic with you, good SEO techniques will take normally a good 3 to 6 months to actually start seeing those changes. So as I said, SEO is a long game, but it is 100% worth it. So those are my first three tips before we go into part two of the ways that you can grow your audience. So the first one is around defining your audience. Second one is around creating compelling content. And the third one is around SEO, or search engine optimization. So go away, have a little think about those points, write down some lists, write down some action points, and then I will see you over in part two. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting. If you love this episode, I think you'll love being on my email newsletter list, where I send out weekly podcasting tips to help you create, host, and grow a podcast that you love. To join, go to veritysongon.com/newsletter or hit the link in the show notes. Until next time, happy podcasting. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting. If you love this episode, I think you'll love being on my email newsletter list, where I send out weekly podcasting tips to help you create, host, and grow a podcast that you love. To join, go to veritysongon.com/newsletter or hit the link in the show notes. Until next time, happy podcasting.